אתם עם SBS בעברית.
שלום אוסטרליה. Former ambassador to the US, Michael Oren, last night described Joe Biden, the newly elected 46th president of the United States, as a true friend of the Jewish state. During his decades in politics, Biden, who has Jewish grandchildren, as two of his three children married Jews, met countless world leaders. But he still describes his interaction with Golda Meir as one of the most consequential meetings I've ever had in my life. On hearing the announcement of his election victory last night, Justice Minister Avi Nissen-Korn sent his immediate congratulations, followed shortly by Likud MK Nir Barkan. Prime Minister Netanyahu will wait for the formal announcement of the election results, still a few days away. The United Nations Special Political and Decolonization Committee at the General Assembly on Wednesday passed with overwhelming majorities a series of resolutions critical of Israel, including accusations of human rights violations against Palestinians and repressive measures against Syrians in the Golan Heights. The three Arab countries with which Jerusalem has recently signed normalization agreements, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain and Sudan, did not change their traditional voting pattern and supported all resolutions critical of Israel. Israel's new ambassador to the UN, Gilad Erdan, participated in the debate that took place before the vote, making an impassioned but ultimately unsuccessful plea for countries to reject the motions. Professor Nachman Asch will replace Professor Ronny Gamzu as the head of the Coronavirus Committee this week. Professor Gamzu has completed his term and is stepping down and returning to his role as the director of Ichilov Hospital in Tel Aviv. This past week he's been working closely with his successor. Although widely respected for his efforts by the public, Gamzu has not been able to make independent decisions or hold sway over the committee. Even after the committee makes decisions, they must be approved by the Knesset, where they are often amended or even rejected. An example was on Wednesday, when ministers voted to allow shops and stores to reopen next week, that is today, over the objections of health officials. Israel sharply brought down its daily coronavirus infection rate from some 8,000 in mid-September to several hundred by late October, with a nationwide lockdown, which is beginning to gradually open. Non-essential businesses have remained closed, with health officials urging a slow and gradual reopening of the economy. Small stores were due to open in another week, dependent on the impact of the reopening of the lower grades of school. However, due to pressure from store owners and with the support of Treasurer Chaim Katz, the opening was moved forward 1 week. Professor Gamzu warned on Thursday of the renewed rise in the virus's basic reproduction number, saying he was concerned even about the pace of reopening that the country had been planning. However, the government gave its final approval for the reopening of street stores starting today at 6 a.m. Any store that isn't in an indoor shopping center or an outdoor mall with more than 20 businesses is allowed to open, with a cap of 4 customers per store at a time. Israel's death toll from the virus has reached 2,644. Prime Minister Netanyahu notified the High Court of Justice on Thursday that he rejects Attorney General Avichai Mandelblit's legal position that would prevent the Prime Minister from making law enforcement appointments due to the conflicts of interest stemming from the criminal charges against him. The Prime Minister told the court that the unity government agreement between Likud and Kohol Levan gave each party a veto on key senior appointments, and the Mandelblit's legal position would thwart that agreement. Mandelblit published his final legal opinion on the matter on Monday, saying that Netanyahu could not even be involved in appointments indirectly through his associates. On Thursday, Likud MK Miki Zohar, a close ally of Prime Minister Netanyahu, was questioned by police on suspicion of extortion following a threat he made towards Attorney General Avichai Mandelblit in a radio interview. Activist lawyer Gonen Ben Yitzchak has filed a police complaint against Zohar following the remark that if Mandelblit didn't let down on his position incriminating the Prime Minister, incriminating records of him will be leaked to the public. The police action drew a fierce backlash by Netanyahu backers against the law enforcement and justice community, including from Police Minister Amir Ohana, who derided the interrogation as shameful. There was another night of large protests against Prime Minister Netanyahu in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv last night. Israeli prize-winning poet Natan Zach died on Friday at the age of 89. Zach was seen as having had a great influence on Hebrew poetry through its early decades. He published more than 24 books, including several that were translated into other languages, and won numerous international prizes. Born in Berlin in 1930, he came to Israel in 1936. He participated in the War of Independence and published his first collection of poetry in 1953. A graduate of the Hebrew University with a degree in philosophy and political science, Zach studied in England and earned a doctorate from Essex University. Upon his return to Israel, he taught at Tel Aviv University and the University of Haifa. Zach won the Bialik Prize for Literature in 82 and the Israel Prize for Hebrew Poetry in 1995. President Reuven Rivlin on Friday eulogized Zach, saying, "Who will now encapsulate for us the essence of pain? Who will need the Hebrew language with such an original, precise hand? Who will describe for us the life we could not have yet between us? Rest in peace, dear Natan, poet of today-to-day life, poet of the now." Culture Minister Chili Tropper called Zach one of the most important Israeli poets, and his huge influence on Israel culture and song will last for generations. Israel is also mourning the passing of former chief rabbi of the British Commonwealth, Rabbi Jonathan Sacks. President Reuven Rivlin described Sacks as a man of thought, a man of words, an original teacher, a man of creativity, a man of truth, whose generosity and compassion built bridges between people. He added, "We will always remember his warnings against violence in the name of God and his belief that we have the power to heal a fractured world." Diaspora Affairs Minister Omer Yankelevich said she was deeply saddened to hear the terrible news about the passing of Rabbi Sacks, one of the greatest Jewish leaders of our times, and thanked him for serving as a light to us all. Rabbi David Stav, founder and chair of Zohar Rabbinical Organization, said Sacks' death represents the loss of one of the most unique voices in the Jewish and rabbinical worlds, who exemplified an unwavering trust and hope and faith in Judaism. In particular, he was a moral... Rabbi David Stav, founder and chair of Zohar Rabbinical Institute, says Sacks' death represents the loss of one of the most unique voices in the Jewish and rabbinical worlds, who exemplified an unwavering trust and hope in faith and in Judaism in particular. He was a moral powerhouse for all of humanity. This is Peter Jones Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.